Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to say good morning and welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise God. I just feel so thankful every time we get to come together in the Lord's name. Amen. And I think in particular this season that we're in right now, this being Palm Sunday and us getting ready to celebrate Easter and the goodness of God, I think it's always important for us just to remember just what the Lord did for us. Amen. And just how much He poured out so that we could be blessed and we could be saved and we could have a relationship with our Father in heaven. So this morning, we're just going to step into worship and we're just going to take a few minutes this morning just to rest in Him and be strengthened by the goodness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. You ready to worship the Lord this morning? Amen. Lord, you're worthy.
Every Now Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me.
I am not found in the wind, and I am not found in the earthquake, and I am not found in the fire. I am found in the quiet and the stillness. No matter how hard the winds blow, no matter how deep the earth cracks, no matter how high the flames and how hot the fire goes, I will be found in the stillness. Seek me and you will find me. I will always be found when you seek me.
Let's do this chorus one more time.
Is your promise still stands? Great is your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me. No, you never fail.
We pour out our praise, sure rain.
You don't got to be embarrassed about coming up front, and you don't got to be embarrassed about getting in front of the altar. God's tugging on people, and you're ignoring it. Stop doing that. It don't work. I've been there, done that more times than I can count.
It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only.
Hallelujah. Only you, Jesus.
The dark. close, pull me in close, pull me in close. Never let go, never let go, never let go. Pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. And I will rest in you. You're my peace, you are my refuge. Under the shelter of your wings, God, you're the promise I hold on to. Never let go, never let go. Never let go, never let go, never let go. You pull me in close, pull me in close, pull me in close. And
you've never let us go. You've always been with us and moved on us, Lord God, and we thank you that you're here today. Hallelujah. You are here today. Hallelujah. Worthy are you. Praise the Lord.
For a couple people this morning, praise God. I want to pray for you, dear. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for strength, Father God. We pray for healing, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for just being with her and on her, Father God. Touch her from head to toe, Father God. Strengthen her and bring things into order, Father God. And bless her and keep her and cause her to be made whole, Father. We just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then we're going to pray for this young man back here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Father God, for these procedures, Lord God. And Father, we just ask for healing, Father God, the completion of a process, Father God. Lord, we command pain to go in Jesus' name. We loose the working of miracles and healing to flow, Father God. And we just ask you to strengthen him, Father God, and bless him in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, our God is good all the time. Amen. And he wants to touch us and he wants to do things that we need. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Is there anybody else that needs prayer this morning? Hallelujah. Huh? Amen. Huh? A knee surgery? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to touch these knees, Father God. Lord, we ask you to add strength to her, Father God, and bring healing, Father God, and the completion of what was done, Father God. And Lord, we ask for full mobility, Father, and for pain to be gone, Father God, and just strengthen her, Father, in every area. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Worthy. Amen.
Boy, this has just been a weekend of the Lord doing stuff. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We started, well, it's been since Thursday night. We had service. And Friday night, we've had the marriage conference, which Amen. How'd y'all think that went? That went. That makes sense. How do y'all think that went? That went. Y'all knew what I meant. You're the only one that liked it.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
It's all right. We liked it.
Yeah, I thought we had a good time together. Amen. And I think God really moved and helped.
There is
people.
An anointing in this house for women just to bust out and be bold.
Amen.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, Miss Margo from our Urbana campus, she got a little bold, didn't she? She was talking and she was like telling her husband, I got something to say.
Yeah, amen.
Which is beautiful because usually she doesn't talk as much.
Yeah.
And then Pastor Lynn from our Dayton campus, boy, she just,
Amen.
She let us have it, didn't she?
Yes.
Both barrels going. It was awesome.
Hallelujah.
It was awesome.
Praise
so
God.
We had a good time, and we had a good time in our women's breakfast yesterday.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We talked about waiting and the different meanings of waiting. Let me tell you, it was really good. Amber had went in and looked up the different meanings, because if you don't know, there's a concordance that you can use, has every scripture in the Bible, has every word that's in the Bible, and it'll tell you whether it be Old Testament, New Testament, if it's Greek or Hebrew, and what the original meaning of that word was. And so some of the words we found was to twirl with him, to trust in him, obviously, to have hope in him, to expect, to accept.
Amen.
Like, that was just an amazing Bible study. I went home. I was excited. I was telling Phil about it. And then it just, there's people, there's lots of us that are in right now a time of waiting, you know? And when we don't see what we want to see right away or for a moment or a little bit more than a moment, it gets a little weighing and taxing on us, right? And so it was a good reminder of what we needed to do in the waiting.
Praise God.
Amen. But we also are a brother's keeper. So if you see somebody that's in the waiting and they're kind of slowing down and feeling heavy and you can see that, go be their person to help them and help carry that burden with them. Amen. And prayer and stuff. So it was good. It was good. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And then today, God is faithful.
God is faithful. Amen. I've enjoyed his presence already. Hallelujah. And his goodness. And I just think he's going to stay with us throughout this time together. And I just feel like God is removing anxiety.
Praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
And I feel like God is bringing peace to people. Amen. And he's just resting upon us. Amen. And God is going to strengthen us because that's what he does. Amen. And I think he's just going to keep moving and doing and blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So at this time.
Well, there was one lesson. I just have to say this. There was one lesson that was learned at the women at the marriage conference. And as Amy, you're not allowed to throw stuff at Dale when you're giving him directions and he won't listen.
What was that?
Right? Isn't that what she said? I think that's what she said. So be nice to Dale when he don't listen.
Mm.
Give grace and mercy.
Amen.
Amen? Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead and let the children and the youth and teens go. Hallelujah. And get started this morning on the things that God has for them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then we're going to just take a few minutes this morning just to reflect on God's goodness and think about how much he gave for us. Amen. And I just want you to know that the Lord had to trust himself in his Father's hands. Amen. And so this morning, I'm just encouraging you to trust God in every aspect of your life. Amen. And one of those places that we get to find out the trust and the proving out of who God is, he says in his word, prove me. Prove me. And so when it comes to giving and it comes to letting God into this intimate area of our life where we really trust him and prove him out with tithes and offerings and let him into this place in our life, I'm just telling you that God is always aware of your heart. He's always aware of your giving. He knows right where you are in life and what processes are going on, and he meets you right where you're at. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to prove him and see what he will do and see how much he can change for us and see what he can do on our behalf when we open up our heart and we give something in his name. Amen? And so I just encourage you this morning that we're taking up an offering and we're giving financially into those things. And I pray that you guys are up to the new envelopes and all that stuff that has all that fancy stuff for you guys that give online and do all those technical things that I can't do. But I know we're giving an offering this morning financially, but I also want you to know that God wants you to trust him in all areas of life. So, you know, I want you to give forgiveness. I want you to give mercy. I want you to give people a chance and kind of put down your walls and see what God can do for you as we move forward. Amen? So we're just going to pray over tithes and offerings this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for your goodness, God. And Father, your word says, prove me and see if I won't. Open up the windows of heaven, pour you out blessing, rebuke the devourer, and just work on your behalf. So, God, I know that you want to touch your people today, and I know that you want to touch their lives, Father God, and I pray that they use their faith and that they're encouraged and they're strengthened in this area, God, and they just trust you with all things, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord. Hallelujah. God. Well, I'm just excited, amen, to be saved, hallelujah, and just excited to know that our Father in heaven has made a way for us, amen. You know, I just want to tell you that sometimes things in life are bigger than who we are. Just remember to rest in God. Give Him room to work. Give Him room to work things out. God will add to us what we need. Amen? I want you to know that whether it's individually in our lives, I want you to know whether it's for our family, praise God, whether it's us as a church body, amen? And even in this world, if we will open up our heart and really trust in God, He will work on our behalf, amen? As we enter into this Palm Sunday and as we enter into this week before we celebrate Easter, I want you to just have your hearts open to remember this Sunday we're going to focus on what the Lord did for us. Amen? And I just want you to remember the blessing of God and the goodness of God. And I want you to remember how He focused on us as humanity, all right? And how once Adam sinned in the garden, in the book of Genesis chapter 3, immediately the Lord made a plan, amen? And I want you to know, He always had man in His heart even before He created us, amen? Because the Bible says that the Lord was slain as the lamb before the foundation of the earth. So God always had a plan to bring us through. And it says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." It's amazing when we think about the commitment of God. Here He is, the God of everything. We look at this world and we look at the sun when it's out there and we look at the mountains and the trees and the roads and just the massiveness of the earth. But that's only one aspect of what God rules over, amen? He's the ruler of the universe, amen? He's created everything. But in the middle of that and in the middle of all He's done, His heart of hearts is focused on each one of us. For God so loved the world. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that the fullness of the world belongs to God, everything about it, and the people. The Bible specifically calls out the people. Because with all of creation and all that God created and the goodness that's all around us, the Lord needs us to know that there's nothing more important to Him than each one of us. Amen? And I want you to know that the Lord Himself so focused on us and was so perplexed and so profoundly committed to making room for us that we're just going to look at some things in the Bible today and just declare the goodness of God. You know, it says right here in Acts chapter 3, verse 25, it says, "You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up His Son Jesus, sent Him to bless you and turning away every one of you from his iniquities." Isn't it amazing that God was so focused on us that He sent His Son to bless us? It should be a wonderful thing for us, and it should be a focus of us right now today to just take time to reverence the fact that God loved you so much that He committed Himself. You know, the Bible says that when God could find no other, He swore by Himself, amen? He put it upon His own shoulders to make sure that He was going to do something on our behalf and just open up the heavenlies to just bless us and protect us and keep us. Amen? And so we're just going to read through some things, and I hope all of these passages are very familiar to you, because they should be something that we know and something that we grab a hold of and something that's in our heart and something that we should be stirred about, especially as we consider this time of the year in the goodness of God. Amen? So we're just going to look here at some things, and I'm just going to read through the Bible this morning. Praise God, if that makes sense. Hallelujah. In church, it's a good thing to read through the Bible. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to look first at Matthew chapter 26, and we're going to read in verse 36 down, and we're just going to read about Jesus when he was really getting to that time where he had to be strengthened to be able to go through the cross. And it says in Matthew 26, 36, it says, "Then cometh Jesus with them into a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at the hand that doth betray me. Wow. What a profound passage. It wasn't easy for Jesus to go to the cross. And we know the things he suffered and the things he endured. Being beaten, being nailed to the cross, the pain and the affliction. But I think it's amazing that Jesus went to his Father not just once, not just twice, but three times about this cup. And I want you to know something. It wasn't something that just weighed on the Lord himself. It was something that weighed on our Heavenly Father. You know, another scripture that recounts this says that Jesus said, Father, anything is possible with you. In other words, you're the God of the impossible. And if there be another way, then let's go that way and not this way. It just extends to us the love of God. How profound it is that he looked upon his son and they went on a journey that we know, I know that I couldn't go on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thinking about sacrificing my baby or my son for somebody else's life. I know none of us would ever like to be in that position. How profound, how difficult, how unfathomable is something like that. And Jesus said to his Father, Lord, if it be possible, remove this cup. But God saw and understand that only His righteousness could make a way for us. Amen? Only His goodness, only His blood, only His power would be enough to save humanity from ourselves. This is why we can have a confidence on a daily basis that even when we make mistakes, even when we find ourselves outside of the lines and we find ourselves doing something that's not pleasing to God and we have to repent and say, Father, forgive me, I have sinned, we can be thankful and we can be confident. In fact, the Bible says, with no condemnation, we can come before God and ask Him for forgiveness because none of this is on our shoulders because we couldn't bear it. If it was possible for some other man or some other being other than the Lord Himself, then God would have used that route. You know, we learned over history that sacrifices from humanity just weren't good enough. Amen? And here we see the Lord. Not just once, but three times He went in and prayed. And it's interesting to me that even though He had His disciples, the very apostles that would work and write the Bible together and the very people that would blaze a path to put the Lord's name out after the Lord went to heaven, the very people that were with Him, living with Him, they fell short, didn't they? They couldn't even do what He asked. And yet the powerful thing is, His sacrifice was enough to cover their weaknesses. Amen? Each one of them came through this time, this shocking time, this devastating time, and they were able to stand strong in the end of this with the Lord. Amen? You know, I think it's amazing because next week we're going to look at the fact that it wasn't just once that the Lord appeared after He went to the cross. Amen? We're going to wait and talk about the goodness of His resurrection next week. Praise the name of the Lord. And we're going to celebrate the power of what that really means for us. But it's powerful because He was here on the earth for 40 days. Whew, just demonstrating and just declaring His goodness. But I just want you to know how powerful it is that He said, "Oh my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as Thou will." I want you to know something. That if Jesus could say that to His Father, I pray that we can too. Sometimes we face challenges, amen? We face difficulties. And I want you to know that the enemy comes at us and attacks us, and he tries to bring us down, and he tries to break us, and he'd love nothing more than for you to give up. He'd love nothing more than for you to walk away. He'd love nothing more that when challenge comes your way and when difficulty comes your way, He'd love nothing more for you to say, "Well, God's not meeting all my needs. He didn't give me exactly what I wanted. He didn't do things my way. I was believing God for this and it never happened. I was believing God here and I never saw it. And I'm just so disappointed and I just can't do this anymore." I want to remind you that Jesus Christ Himself tempted in all points as we were. But we see here that Jesus Himself went and prayed a prayer to the Lord, and the Lord's will came to pass, but it was different than what He wanted at the time. Amen? He said, "Lord, if it be possible, give me something different." But when it came down to it, what was important to Jesus was that He did things God's way no matter what. Amen? And I want us to know that as people, sometimes we're going to face some challenges in this thing called Christianity, in this thing called life, just in general. We're going to face some challenges that are going to come hard at us, at people. And the Lord has given us every example in the Bible to make sure that no matter what comes our way, we have the strength in Him to stand and stay the course. Amen? Because I want you to know something, that for certainty, Jesus finished His course well. Amen? And was well-pleasing to the Father. And He heard those precious words that I know we all want to hear. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we trust in God and that we believe in Him and that we just stick through things, and that the cups that come our way, the difficulties and the challenges that come our way, I want us to know that everything wasn't easy for Jesus. You know, if we're not careful, sometimes because He was the only Son of God and because we know how awesome He is and because we know what He completed for us, if we're not careful, we forget that while He was here, He did have that side of humanity. The Bible says that in all points, He was tested like unto us, except for the difference between Him and us was He was found without sin. Amen? But He faced challenges. He faced difficulties. And what's so powerful about that is that's why He's worthy of being our Savior. He's worthy of being our Savior because He didn't just stay in heaven, amen? He came down here and He suffered through life and He went through things and He faced challenges, disappointment. He faced rejection. He faced people wanting to try to kill Him. At one point, remember, He said, if I so desired, I could call legions of angels down right now. I could finish this right here. I could call them down. They'd make quick work of this. And I could judge you and say, you're not worth it. And I could do that. But I will tell you, the love of my Father and the love that I have for you is that we're going to join together and we're going to go on this journey. And no matter what, we're going to make a way for you. The goodness of our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to keep looking at some things here. And we're going to look in Matthew chapter 16. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to look at what Jesus said to His disciples. This was even before the passage we just went through. But it says in Matthew 16 verse 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto His disciples how that He must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took Him and began to rebuke Him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee. But He turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. And then said Jesus unto His disciples, if any man shall come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of His Father with His angels, and then He shall reward every man according to his works. Boy, I pray that we have the tenacity of Jesus. It wasn't that Peter's motive towards the Lord was wrong. Peter thought he was doing a good thing, saying, no, Lord, you're too good to be sacrificed. You're too good to go to the cross and have to die. You're too strong for that. That's what Peter was trying to say to the Lord. But thank goodness that Jesus had his focus on the Father. I pray that we could have our focus so on God that we could see those things coming our way that are not God's will for our life. I pray that each one of us are so focused on the Lord that his commandments, his word, his way of doing things means so much to us that even the closest people around us could come to us and try to talk us down from our salvation, and we'd be strong enough to say, oh no, I won't do that, and I won't do that because that's not the will of God. I pray that each one of us is strong enough that we'd hold on to our faith in God so much that even if the closest people around us were saying, well, I understand, you know, you've gone through so much, praise God. If you doubt God at this point in life, it's okay. Oh, I pray that we would be strong enough to say, hey, get thee behind me, Satan. You're an offense unto me. There's no way that I'm backing down from my faith. Even if I see disappointment, even if I come through hardship, even if I come through struggle, even if some things happen to me that I never expected to happen to me, I'm going to fight through it and I'm going to find my way, because one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not giving up on my faith in God. I'm not giving up on my salvation, and I'm not walking away from the goodness that's ahead of me once I leave this life. Praise the name of the Lord. Isn't it amazing that Jesus went through this life, and even though he went through this life, just like we're going through this life every day, he always had a vision of the bigger purpose. He always had a focus beyond what he was going through, amen? Even in this account, when he started looking at his disciples and telling them, hey, I'm getting ready to die. Whew! Praise the Lord. If God came to you and I and told us, hey, you're about to be sacrificed for me, would we even be strong enough today to hear something like that? I mean, we know that the Bible says it's appointed once for every man to die. But I tell you what, I'm not looking forward to that day, amen? I'm not sitting here right now saying, hey, I just want to go ahead and die. And I'm telling you, I don't think that I want the Lord to come to me and tell me, hey, Philip, at this time, you're going to be sacrificed for me. And I want you to start telling people that this is coming, and you have to be strong enough to carry that cross. Praise the Lord. But after all that he taught his disciples, he had the strength, he had the character, he had the ability somehow, by the grace of God, to look at them and tell them the truth. Hey guys, coming up here soon, I'm not going to be with you. They're going to take me captive and they're going to do this to me. At one point, I want you to know that they came to take Jesus and he was betrayed. And they came to take him. And one of these disciples, praise God, it's probably the same man that that we're talking about, telling the Lord that he wasn't going to go to the cross. He took a sword and cut off their ear. And Jesus said, no, put that sword down. And he picked up the very ear of one of the men who was arresting him to send him to the cross and to send him to torture and to send him in darkness and to send him through the battles he was going to face. He took one of those very men who came to capture him and put healing back on that person so that they could finish the task of arresting him. Boy, that's commitment. I don't know if I would have been strong enough to even put that ear back. I probably would have been thinking, you deserve that, buddy. You're going to take me to jail. You're going to take me without an ear. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Man, there was something in him, something about his character and something about his nature. I want each and us, every one of us to know that we're not Jesus. And we don't have to do what he did. In fact, it was impossible for us to do what he did. That's why he did it for us. But in his example of doing it for us, what we can have confidence in now is that we do have the ability and the wherewithal to press into his goodness and to press into the power of God to overcome every battle that we face. Amen? Remember, the word says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Amen? God is able to give each one of us a testimony of his goodness, bringing us through every difficulty that we face. And he's the one that is able to make all things happen in a way that's powerful. We're going to look in the book of Matthew 21 just one more time here, because I want to just look at something. And it says in Matthew 21, verse 6, and the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the donkey and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come unto Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. This is the time that Jesus made his entrance way in Jerusalem. Many people celebrating and shouting about him coming. And he was at that time carrying the very weight of the cross. He was carrying the weight of the cross, and these people are celebrating him, and thank God that they were, and thank God that they were giving him a proper entrance into the city. But even at this time that his name was being celebrated by so many, he knew what was to come. And still he carried that weight. He carried that cup. I want you to know just how deep the commitment of the Lord was for us. Amen? And we think about this. We think about the fact that I read that scripture that said, that Jesus said in the last scripture we read, that a man must pick up his cross and he must follow after me. Each one of us are equipped by the goodness of God to carry our own cross. I want you to know something, that the Lord would never overweight you or overburden you with something that you can't handle. This thing called life has some tough challenges in it, amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But none of those challenges are able to overtake us because of the goodness of God. Amen? The Bible says here in Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. This is the reason why Jesus went to the cross. Amen? So that we could have redemption. So that we could be translated into the kingdom. I want you to know that without the Lord and without His sacrifice, there's no way that we get to go to heaven. Praise God. No wonder Jesus was so committed. No wonder God couldn't change the cup. No wonder Jesus said, Lord, if you can't remove this cup, not my will, but your will be done. And this is why He wanted to put us in a position where we could be considered the children of God. Amen? The Bible says a royal priesthood, praise God. That's who we've been made into. In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Remember, in the beginning with God was the Word, amen? Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. Amen? He has the power, He has the authority, He has the position. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Wow. Thank the Lord for His ability. Amen. And thank Him for His focus on us as humanity. Wow. That He committed Himself. That He walked a walk that nobody else could walk. And that He suffered things that nobody else could suffer. Amen. And the Bible says that when He suffered these things, He did it without a word. He wasn't complaining the whole time. Somehow He had the strength to take all those things that He went through and endured without ever a negative word. In fact, once He made that commitment in the Garden of Gethsemane, once He made that commitment, there was no looking back. There was no turning back. There was no Him ever reconsidering anything, because He knew that in His power that He was going to be able to redeem each and every one of us, and that He was making room for us in the kingdom. Amen? I remember that the Bible says that one time He said that in my Father's house there are many mansions. Wow, amen? He always had a focus out there. He had a focus of something beyond the day-to-day struggles of this thing called life. That was His secret. That's what got Him through. And I want you to know something, that each one of us has to have focus beyond the day-to-day struggle. Amen? We have to have people that the Bible says this, don't let the light afflictions of this world separate you from the glory that's to come. We have to be remembrance of all times that this life we want to live it as successfully as we can. We want to build relationships. We want to love one another. We want to work. We want to have a full life. We want to do what we can. We definitely want to make sure that we witness to other people and tell them about the hope that we have. Amen? We want to open up our hearts to other people. We want to do all those things. But even as we finish and walk this course out, and even as we focus on the things of God, and even as we live our life to the best of our ability, we don't ever want to forget that we're walking this life for something beyond who we are. I remember one time that Jesus was fasting and He had His heart just set on things of God that day, and the disciples offered Him food. And they were really coming at Him about this food. And He said, hey, I have bread to eat that you know not of. And the disciples asked themselves, have you fed him today? Have you seen him eat today? Have you seen him? He wasn't talking about eating bread. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Like we're going to get to after this service today. Hallelujah. Let me bring my mind back before I get too far out there. But we're going to eat today. We're going to be blessed today. And we're going to do all those things. But I want you to know something, that there was just a time where Jesus was totally not focused on the things of this world. He was totally focused on God and what the Lord had for him. And I pray that each one of us have those moments. Amen. I pray that each one of us have those times of fasting and separating ourselves so much for the Lord's sake that we are people that sit there and say, hey, today I got bread to eat that you know not of. And we don't have to tell people that, but we need to make sure we're committed to that. Amen. That we are ready to eat those things that are not just of this world, but we're ready to eat that which is beyond this world and the goodness of God and the greatness of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Praise God. I want to read to you out of 1 Peter chapter 2. And I'm going to begin to read in verse 18. And it says, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also unto the froward. So for us today, that could be a boss at work. Mean, cussing at us all the time. Praise the name of the Lord. But we should still be able to handle that. Amen. And we should keep the character and the nature of God in what we're doing. Because we're not working as unto the world. Amen. We work as unto the Lord, right? But I want you to see this here, because this represents what Jesus was willing to do for us. And this is what we should be like. It says in verse 19, for this is thankworthy if a man for conscience towards God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. I want you to know something, that Jesus had to be a man that was willing to suffer patiently through what he was going through, even though he didn't deserve to. He wasn't wrong. I want you to know that sometimes you're going to be doing what you know to do as a Christian, and people are going to come after you. People are going to fight you and come against you in a wrong way, even when you've been loving them and caring for them, even when you've been doing your part and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Sometimes you're going to be challenged and you're just going to suffer some hardships, even though you've done nothing wrong. And the Lord says right here that when you do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently. This is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not against. In other words, when they came against Christ and said all kinds of things against him that was not true, he didn't fight them back. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. By his stripes we were healed. For you are a sheep gone astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. Jesus was able to do it. So are we. Say that with me. So are we. I tell you what, we're able to handle the things of this life. We're able to handle the difficulties that come towards us, and we're able to march through it by the power of the Lord. Amen? And by His goodness and His grace that's bestowed upon us, because the Bible says that He suffered things, and though He was doing well and doing nothing wrong, He suffered things that came against Him. And when He did that, He just accepted those things because it was acceptable with God, and He was willing to walk through it. Amen? And so I just encourage us today, let's be willing to walk through this thing called life, and let's keep our faith and our hope in the goodness of God. I'm just going to read something out of the book of Psalms chapter 40, just in closing here. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Boy, the Lord has done that for each one of us. Amen. He's brought us out of dark places, and He has set our feet upon the rock, Christ Jesus, and we are just blessed because of it. He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. I want you to know something, that your life living for Christ makes a difference, not just to yourself, but to other people. Amen? Your family needs to see you live for God. Your children need to see you live for God. The people you work for around you need to see you live for God, because when you do, it will cause them to have a reverence for God, and it'll cause them to learn how to trust in the Lord just as you've done. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned upon up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. The thoughts of God towards us, more than the sand. The thoughts of God towards us can't even be numbered. The goodness of God towards your life is abounding every day. The work of Christ that we celebrate every year during this time is the work that should motivate us to keep going and know that the love of God is surrounding us. Amen. His greatness is upon us. Amen. So be strengthened today. Know that the Lord is with you. Know that the Lord feels and hears and knows everything that you're going through, and that He's not afraid of it. Amen? He's not afraid to meet us right where we are. Amen? In fact, He looks forward to it. Every one of us are uniquely and wonderfully made for the purpose of God being able to take a journey with us. The Bible says that we are epistles written by God. In other words, we're stories written by the hand of the Lord. Amen? Praise the name of Jesus. Let God continue to write your story. Let God continue to touch your heart. And let God continue to help you grow. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, we just exalt you today and we lift you up and we give you praise, Father God. And Lord, do this during this holy season, Father God, we just release our faith. God, we think of you. We look towards you, God. We're so thankful that you sent your Son and that Jesus went to the cross for us and that He suffered through all these things, Father God. The rejection of mankind, the torturous work of the cross, the accusations made against Him, Father. And Lord, He suffered it all that we might be able to be saved, become new creatures, and become the children of God, the sons and daughters of you, Father. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, We put Amy before you, Father God. And Lord, we just declare your blessing over her, Father God. Lord, if she's not feeling well, we just pray, God, that you would touch her body, Father God, that you'd touch this area of sickness, Father God, and you'd bring healing, Father God. You'd bring wholeness and restoration, Father. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hey, I just want to remind you that, first of all, for those who help in Children's Church, we are having a meeting over here right after service. And I also want to remind you that next week, we're having one service for Easter at 10 o'clock. Amen. You're welcome to come in early. I don't know, are we going to have snacks or anything? Praise God. Hallelujah. We might have a little goodness there for you to touch on before service, but we're going to get together at 10 and we're just going to celebrate the goodness of God. Amen. We will have communion as part of that service, so be ready to receive communion, and we're just going to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Woo! Praise God.